Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing okay. So I just came out of Wicked Part 2, or Wicked for Good. Both works. So I have Amazon Prime. So I was able to get an early access viewing to be able to see Wicked for Good on Monday the 17th of November. I am seeing it with a group of work friends on Saturday the 22nd of November. So the last day of Scorpio season. Sorry, I've been crying the whole time. I'm hoping that it doesn't sound like it. If not, if it doesn't sound like it, great. So the movie overall, 10 out of 10, best movie of the year.
Best
movie of the year, Jonathan Bailey. If you guys didn't know, he is the sexiest man alive. He's the first gay man that is the sexiest man alive. I agree that he is the sexiest man alive, and I'm happy that there finally has like a sexy man alive that is gay. I'm happy and proud of him. He was amazing. He was a really great, amazing Fiero. When I saw the Broadway musical, the guy that played Fiero was also very attractive, very good looking, and very good at being Fiero as well. The whole cast, crew, everybody did a fantastic job. Again, like last time, I believe I don't remember what I said in the recording. I saw it in theaters 2 to 4 times. I'm going to see it 2 to 4 times because while recording, today is Monday. Well, now it's Tuesday because the film ended it started at 10 p.m. and it ended at 12:40 in the morning. This movie is going to get all the 11 nominees that it got for the first part. I hope this time they win all of them because they all deserve it. And not get 4 or 5. But I know this is going to get nominated for awards. And it's well deserved. I will say this is, like last year, this was my favorite best movie of the of 2024. This is my best and favorite movie of 2025. They did incredible. Cried a lot. Cried the most if you have seen the musical, when Galinda and Elfie are singing For Good. Cried. I'm gonna stop myself from there because if I say more, then I'm spoiling stuff. But yeah, it made me cry the most. That's all I'm gonna say. If you've seen the musical, you know For Good. If you haven't, there's a song called For Good, aka the name of this film. Anyway, if that was a little bit spoiling, sorry. But overall, it's incredible. You guys will love it. If you're waiting to watch the first part and the second part together, I know every movie theater is doing a twofer, which you watch part one, there's a 15-minute intermission, and then part two, so it's 5 hours and something. And if you watch the Broadway musical, there is a 15-minute intermission, so if anyone is doing that seen the musical, you can say 15, and if you work in a theater, you can say 15 minutes, everybody, and then go pee, da da da. But overall, this movie was fantastic. It was great. Cynthia, Ariana, Michelle, Jonathan, etc., etc. Like, everybody did a phenomenal job. 5 out of 5. I think that's the actual scaling for films. 5 out of 5. Best movie ever. What I wanted to also put in this, because it is Wicked, and not do a separate podcast about it. I did go to Chili's. On the 16th, on Sunday the 16th of November, which right now it's 2 days from now, but when I went to see the movie, it's a day before I saw the movie. And the Wicked drinks at Chili's were amazing. The Galinda one was my favorite. It was more sweet. It had dragon fruit. Again, you guys know I'm a sweet girly. It's more sweet. And that one is called the Good Witch. And then the Witch's Brew, which is the Elfie drink, which is green, is more sour. So if you're more of a sour person, you will like the Elfie one. If you're more of a sweet person like myself, you'll like the Galinda one. But the good thing is, it's not a but. And the good thing is that they're cheap. They're $6. So if you buy both, it'll be $12. And I think it's a good thing to, like, if you're going by yourself, get food as well. Try both and see which one you prefer. Or if you're with a group of friends, you know, each of you guys get one and then try each other's. Great old time. Great drinks. But next time I go to Chili's, when they still have the Good Witch and the Witch's Brew, the Wicked drinks, I will only be getting the Good Witch because I like that. It's more sweeter. My kind of vibe. Kind of drink. And so when I went, again, because I'm an Amazon Prime member, it was in regular version, like regular movie version, not in 3D at all. When I see it on Saturday with friends from work, it's going to be the 3D version. And like I said in part one, because I saw the original, I saw it in 3D and I saw it normal, I like the 3D better because it feels like you're watching the musical if you've seen the musical. So I'm going to let you guys know how the 3D is. So this is going to be a two-parter. Like, when you listen to the podcast, it's going to be a two-parter. But overall, I think I might put it together, slash it together, but I will let you know. Be like, oh, this is the 22nd. But overall, the film was great. It was amazing. Everything was great. All the emotions. I stay until the end of the credits all the time, and I heard there was a goodbye message, and I believe the goodbye message, when it's out in theaters on Friday the 21st of November, the goodbye message is gonna be there. I guess because it is pre-release for lucky people, or like if you have an Amazon Prime and stuff like that, you don't get the goodbye messages. You'll get the goodbye message once it's on Friday. So I can't wait to hear the goodbye message. And I own on Prime the extended version of Wicked, so like every deleted scene of part one, and I'll get the extended version of part two when that gets released on Prime. Like, I don't own, like, a lot of films digitally. Like, it has to be the one I really like a lot, like I said, to own it. But this is it for now. I am going to drive home and let my feelings continue to feel what I felt and how amazing this movie is. And then I'll be back with you on Saturday and discuss what I thought with it in 3D. I am gonna cry more tears. And I'll tell you how everything goes. See you guys soon. Love you guys. See you soon. So I'm gonna do this part before I see Wicked for Good in 3D later today. So what I want to say is there's a couple things that I want to discuss. And I'm going to start with the bad news first and then end it all in good news. So what really annoyed me were the critics that were like, part two, they were saying the sequel is really depressing, sad, dark. Didn't really like it as much of the original. And one thing I want to tell all of you critics is, it's not a sequel. This is Act Two. Even people that didn't see the whole musical before, a lot of people I've heard, they're like, yeah, this is Act Two from the musical. Because a lot of people said that have seen the musical and that I've told them and have educated other people, this is Act Two. And then when you went into theaters, critics, after part one, it said to be continued, meaning this was the first half, meaning Act One. So you guys forgot about that when you first watched it. And now you're getting a rant from Becca about it saying to be continued and the title of the was Wicked Part One. So I don't get why you're like, oh, the sequel. It wasn't the sequel. We saw Act One. Wicked for Good is Act Two. So you're getting the continuation. If you cannot give it a complete review without, because you missed some parts and you forgot because it was a year-long intermission, guess what? A lot of movie theaters everywhere were having Wicked plus Wicked for Good, or Wicked Part One plus Wicked Part Two, which was 5 hours and 13 minutes, meaning the first movie, and then probably a 15 to an hour long intermission, and then Wicked for Good, aka Wicked Part 2. Okay? That's what you guys should have done. You should have done the Wicked and Wicked for Good 2 combo, which you would be there for in a movie theater for 5 hours and 13 minutes with a break in between. Okay? There we go. There's one of my rants. Second rant. From critics. People are saying, they are saying, oh, where's the Wizard of Oz? Where's Dorothy? Where's this? Where is that? Okay, here's a little bit of spoiler. When you watch Wicked, the musical, you only get a little portion of Dorothy and all that stuff. With Wicked, the musical, and the movie, you'll see how the Scarecrow became the Scarecrow. You will see how
the Tin Man became the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion became the Cowardly Lion. You don't get Dorothy's backstory. If you want Dorothy's backstory, watch The Wizard of Oz. And another spoiler alert, if you did not know this, the Wizard and Madame Morble are the villains and are the bad people. And if you want to add a third person, it's Nessa Rose. Elfie's younger sister is the third bad guy. Okay? Those are the three people to blame. And by the way, Nessa Rose is the Wicked Witch of the East. And she's actually wicked. Okay? Overall, the critics should have watched the two for Wicked plus Wicked for Good to give a great and good review. The movie overall, we're getting to the good news in a second. The movie overall was phenomenal. It was great. I cried a lot. If you're going to go see it, bring your tissues. Like I said before, bring your tissues. It got a 97%. That's what I saw. On Rotten Tomatoes from audience. All I saw, because I saw it pre-release date, that it did very well. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people liked it. And again, I'm the girl that doesn't listen to critics, because a lot of times the critics are wrong. And the audience score is what you should be looking for if you're into all that. But I see a movie, I go in it, and I saw it, thought it was amazing. There was a movie I saw, this is a tangent and I go back to Wicked, and it was called A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. I went to go see it a week or two after it came out. It was gone. Because of low audience scores or whatever, or because critics said it was so horrible that they took it out of the theaters. Watched it, rented it on Amazon Prime. That movie was amazing. I don't know why they took it out of theaters. It was really good. I never listened to critics, ever. And I don't think you should too. You should go in and watch the movie that you want to go watch. Now, back to Wicked. One thing I want to mention before I start talking specifically about the film itself. So I watched Wicked, a Wonderful, let me get the title completely correct for you guys. So before I get to the specific that I was going to say. So here's one thing, from the movie. Wicked for Good is a masterpiece. I completely agree. I'll start right here. And then here's from movie musical news, which is important. Wicked for Good has become the biggest pre-opening movie in 2025, earning $3.8 million at the domestic box office. So in the USA, $3.8 million. A lot of people loved it. A lot of people wanted to see part two. A lot of people that aren't even musical lovers or saw the Broadway musical love it and want to see the conclusion of it. So a lot of people liked it. I also saw a lot of, like I said, 97% people on Rotten Tomato loved it as well. So all the critics that don't like it or are like, oh, it's not like, no, you know, Wicked is not the Wizard of Oz. Stop trying to compare it to the Wizard of Oz. Wicked, you get to hear the true story about the quote-unquote villain the Wicked Witch of the East, aka Elfie, her real story. You get to know more about Galinda and their backstory, their friendship, everything that happened in that, the real story. And everything that happens with it. And to be honest with you, because I saw Wizard of Oz, I was like, okay, I love Wicked. If I had to pick one between the Wizard of Oz and Wicked, it would be Wicked. And Wicked is my second favorite musical. My first one is Les Miserables. So let's continue on. This movie will change you. You will, like I said, cry a whole lot. You will be in tears. Both Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande posted lovely stories about their experience in Wicked and how it impacted their life. And especially Ariana said how playing Glinda changed her for the better and made her a better person and has affected her in a very positive way. And Ariana and Cynthia are each other's best, became friends. And this movie in general has helped them tremendously all together, which is phenomenal. And I love that for the best, for the both of them. So I watched on Amazon Prime, because remember I said as an Amazon Prime member, I was able to get an early showing to see Wicked for Good on Monday. And today was yesterday, aka Friday, the 21st of November. I was talking to a lot of friends and they didn't get a chance. They also had Amazon Prime. And how I found about the Amazon Prime being able to see it early was I saw it on Instagram, someone talking about it, and I did it. I guess they didn't hear about it. Maybe they didn't pay attention to it on their Prime, because it probably popped up at some point. But they missed that viewing, so they're seeing it. They saw it either on... I have a lot of friends that they've seen it 3 times already. They've seen it Monday for the pre-release. They saw it Wednesday and they saw it Thursday. Or saw it Monday. They saw it Thursday. They're seeing it. And they saw it Friday. Or they saw it Monday. They saw it Friday. And they're seeing it Saturday. So I have a lot of friends that by the end of this weekend, by the end of this week, which is Sunday's the end of the week, they have seen it 3 times. For me, it's gonna be 2. So continuing on, I saw, because I have Peacock, and I own the Wicked Part 1, aka Act 1, with the extended cuts and all the extra awesome stuff on my Amazon Prime. But on my Peacock, I watched Wicked One Wonderful Night. It was 1 hour and 22 minutes. It had a lot of the songs from Part 1. Everybody in the cast and John Chu were there. The only person that was not there was the sexiest man alive, aka Jonathan Bailey. So hot. Amazing for Yarrow. Did a great job. He was probably doing press for something or doing something for People's Sexiest Man Alive. He was doing something, so he could not attend. Overall, I thought it was amazing. It was incredible. My favorite part was when when the original Elfie and Galinda, aka Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, which were the original Broadway Elfie and Galinda, sang For Good and put some other words, verses in it for Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, for because they are the Galinda and Elfie of Wicked, the film, and it was amazing bringing them together. And if you didn't know that, but Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth are in the Act One in Wicked Part One, and they're the some of the townspeople there. So that was amazing. That was my favorite part of the special. My second favorite part was because Jonathan Bailey wasn't there. We had Bach. We had I'm gonna actually use their actual names and not do their characters' names, because I think that's going to be a little bit better. Because I was like, oh, Bach, and everything like that. I was like, no, let me actually use their actual names. Ethan and Bowen. Okay, so first it was Bowen, and he was like, I'm here with understudy because Jonathan couldn't be here, and he was doing some of Dancing Through Life. And then Ethan came up and was like, oh no, I'm the understudy. So then Ethan and Bo were doing a fight. I thought Ethan did a better job because he could do the splits and stuff like that, but they both were doing a phenomenal job. And then we had Michelle come in. And by the way, Then we had Melissa. My bad. I looked at the wrong name. Sorry. We had Melissa come in. And Melissa plays, if you did not know. So on the stage before, sorry, I'm going to back up a little bit. On the stage, we have like a dance out battle between Ethan and Bowen doing, trying to be Fiero. And in my opinion, Ethan did beat Bowen with being the understudy of Fiero, because he could do the splits and stuff like that. And then after that, like I said, Melissa came in, and if, just letting you know, Melissa, why am I saying Melissa? Marissa, my goodness gracious, I don't know why I'm saying Melissa. Rewind. So we're having this battle, and then Kaal comes in, Marissa. I am so sorry. Marissa comes in. And Marissa, she plays Nessa Rose. And if you guys did not know that, she's actually is in a wheelchair, which is amazing that they brought in great representation. And so they didn't have to put someone, because sometimes in some Broadway shows, they don't have someone that is actually in a wheelchair to play Nessa Rose. The person's just in the wheelchair for the part for Nessa Rose, and then when they're done, they're not in a wheelchair. But that was amazing. Oh my gosh, my brain is going representation for having someone that is in a wheelchair play someone that is in a wheelchair, which is a great job. So like I was saying, Ethan Bowen battle, Then Marissa comes in, and then I'm like, Marissa? And she's like, yeah, I'm here to do the understudy of, for Fiero. And they're like, no, we're the, what do you mean? And she's like, Fiero can be played by a woman. It's like, no. They're like, yeah, can. And then she's like, yeah, we can all be Fiero. So, like, that was the second part of the special that was my favorite. Overall, I thought it was amazing. It was great to see the special and everything that they put on the special. I loved it very, very much. Also, the last thing I want to mention before I cut this off. And then the last part, which is going to be the third part of this, is going to be me telling you how the 3D version was. And everything, and wrapping everything up in a great bow, but a sad one nevertheless, is there is a documentary called Real Story of Oz, or Real Story of the Wicked Witch, or the Real Story of it has something to do with, like, because the author, there's a documentary about the author of Wicked, which he made this book, which turned into a musical that is now a movie. And for people that have not seen the musical or the movie, they can watch this documentary, and it tells you Alfie's whole story. So everything that's not in the book, I'm sorry, everything that's not in the musical, because musicals can be a zillion hours long, and that are not in the movie, because movies can be a zillion hours long either, is gonna tell you more about Alfie, her upbringing, and everything else that's in the book. I have not watched that yet, but I know it's gonna be incredible and good and more informative, so I get to know more about Alfie's story and her upbringing and everything like that. And I know it's gonna be great. I'm not going to review, but I know it's gonna be great, because I already love the musical. Again, second favorite musical. I love the both two movies, so I know, and I love this the special that I watched, so I know I'm gonna love the documentary when I have time to watch the documentary, which is gonna be over the weekend. Very good. It's gonna be very informative. More information. They're gonna talk to the author, everything like that, what I watched in the preview. So it's gonna be great overall. Excited for that. And then, like I said, I'm going back to this. Anyone reviewing or did not put their review out yet, if they're still doing the Wicked and Wicked for Good movie, where you're seeing part one, aka act one, which is 2 hours and 13 minutes, I believe, 30 minutes, I think, 2 hours and 30 minutes, and then act two, which is 2 hours and 30 minutes, or it's 2 hours and 15, or 2 hours and 15, I forget the, which in total will give you 5 hours and 13 minutes, and then there's gonna be an hour long intermission, and like in the musical, it's, I forget how, the first half is like an hour and 30 a 15-minute intermission, an hour, 30, and that's the show. So the movie is probably, you're going to have 15 to an hour long intermission. And I was telling people that if you want to watch it together, it'd be good to do Wicked, the Wicked plus Wicked for Good bundle, where you see Wicked part one, which is act one, either 15 to an hour long in between, watch Wicked for Good part two, Wicked for Good, aka act two, and watch it together. Then you're all caught up with everybody and you don't have to wait until the second one goes into streaming. Or you can watch the first one on your streaming, any streaming service, and then see it in theaters afterwards. But I loved how all the movie theaters were doing Wicked and the Act 1 and Wicked for Good Act 2. What they did was amazing. They shouldn't like limit if it's gonna, that bundle to watch both is gonna leave, they should not just keep it until later on. So lastly, before the next time you hear me is gonna talk about the 3D version. These 2 years of Wicked, I loved them very much. I'm sad that it's over. I'm happy that I'm gonna owe both of the movies at some point. And the cast, the crew, and everybody involved with Wicked, with Act 1, aka Wicked Part 1, and Act 2, Wicked for Good. They all did a phenomenal job. Cast, crew, everyone. They brought this world to life. They did a great job portraying the characters. They did everybody right. Good job. And because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And I'll talk to you guys soon after I watch Wicked for Good 3D. I love you so much. Talk to you soon. Hi friends, it's Becca. Sarah. So I just came back from seeing Wicked for Good in 3D. It was incredible, amazing. Cried again. Like I said, I would be back to talk about the 3D version. Like I said, when I did Wicked Part 1, it's best in 3D. It feels like you're watching a live stage performance. I think overall, like, best experience ever. If you want to see it, would be if you see it in 4D or 4X, I forget what it's called, and in 3D, and then surround sound, and so you can feel, hear, see everything, and it feels like you're actually in the movie, actually there in Oz. That would have been like the most incredible thing ever. It would have been great. I remember one of the people that I went with was like in the Citrus Bowl, the one in Hollywood. Would be incredible to see it. There's one like that, surround sound, and the screens are all around you in Atlanta. It would be great to go there and see Wicked as well. Those places would be incredible to like see Wicked for Good, and using either like 3D, 4D, 4X, surround sound, all three combined, and
in an incredible theater would be great. Everybody with me cried. It was incredible. Loved it. Like I said, the whole cast and crew did a phenomenal job. A lot of people worked in this on this film, and they did incredible with part one, aka act one, and part two, aka act two. Everything was incredible. Amazing. They did a phenomenal job. Like I said before, previously, the villains of this, which is probably a spoiler, the villains of this movie are Madame Morpho, 100% evil, and the wizard, 100%. This movie's gonna do a phenomenal job. Monday, which is the first day of the week, and Sunday being the last, it's going to be make a lot of money. Everybody did an incredible job with this film. Can't rave most about more about it. You should go see Wicked for Good, aka act two of Wicked the Musical. I'm gonna see it many more. Like I said again, I saw it four times in theaters. I'm gonna see this four times in theaters again. I've already seen it two out of the four. My birthday's in December, so that's gonna probably be the third time, and then and then the fourth time is gonna be when it's nominated for an Oscar, and then I'm gonna own both films. So overall, see Wicked for Good. You won't regret it. If you can only afford a standard, then watch it standard. But if you can afford the 3D, the 4DX, motion, round sound, all the above, then to have the full experience, then do so. And I had friends that have seen it like already 3-4 times already. So this is this was my second overall. This is my overall podcast about everything Wicked for Good. Again, if you go to Chili's, try the Wicked drinks. They're $6. If you're more a sweet person like myself, try the Good Witch, which has dragon fruit. If you're more of a sour, try the Elphaba drink. Again, I go to Regal. They have the drinks that they had last year, which for Glinda, it had coconut. I don't like coconut, so I didn't have it this time. And then they have the Glinda drink. And they also have new ones as well, which I'm going to tell you. They have the Glinda drink, which is more of the sweeter side. Everything Glinda is more of the sweeter side, which is why I like it, because I'm more into the sweeter side. It is called the Popular Punch, and it has strawberry punch rum and Malibu rum, which was delicious. And oh shoot, I didn't get the picture of it completely. And then they have the one for Elfie. The popular drink is more for Galinda. And then the Elfie drink, which I didn't get completely which has Jameson in it and whiskey. So everything, think of anything for Galinda is going to be on the sweeter side. Anything for Elfie is going to be on the more sour side. But overall, everything that I did Wicked this November, loved it. Was amazing. And for me personally, as a Canadian, Thanksgiving in October, then I have Halloween, and then the whole month of November is for this year and last year was Wicked, and then the December was Christmas and my birthday. But overall, this is everything Wicked. This rounds out everything, and this is the end of the podcast. I know it was a long one. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Hopefully I'm not sounding too snuffy in any of these bits. My eyes are still in tears. And watch Wicked for Good, aka Act 2 of Wicked the Musical. You guys will enjoy. You will love it. And I know this is going to be the number one movie of this year. It's going to do incredible, just like Part 1 did, aka Act 1. And before I completely end this podcast, I forgot to mention this one bit. And that is that when I saw it for the pre-release, because I'm an Amazon Prime member, before the movie started, we had a farewell message from Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, aka Galinda and Elfie. And it was an incredible goodbye message. And they were saying, thank you for everything. And so the goodbye message was amazing, just to let you guys know. And that is it for the Wicked. Still sad and trying to be uplifting. End of the amazing 2 years of the Wicked movie. It was phenomenal. I had a great time watching these movies. Dressing up as Galinda, because I am Galinda. Being in pink, celebrating and seeing this amazing musical become a movie. Now, got 5 hour and 13 minutes movie. I'm glad that it exists. So this is the end of not the end of Wicked, but all the films are out. Tried all the drinks, the foods, the Wicked experience, everything from what they had at Universal, what they had at Chili's and other restaurants, and in the movie theaters, and all the things you could get, like the Wicked stores online to buy merch and the costumes and everything. It was an incredible 2 years. I loved it. Thank you for being with me while I share all these experiences with you. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Bye!